Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
Two men from New York City, among now three, charged in what the feds say was a plot to kill Donald Trump.
Federal prosecutors have charged a 51-year-old Iranian, a 49-year-old from Brooklyn, and a 36-year-old from Staten Island with plotting murder for hire. The Iranian suspect remains at large, but his two alleged co-conspirators are now in custody. Prosecutors say the Iranian, Farhad Shakeri, claimed he was tasked just last month with coming up with a plan to kill Donald Trump. Court documents say the would-be hitmen were also offered six-figure sums for carrying out killings, including a $500,000 bounty on the heads of two Jewish Americans living in New York.
That's Stephen Portnoy reporting. Carlisle Rivera is from Brooklyn, according to the feds. Jonathan Lodeholt lives on Staten Island. All three suspects facing murder for hire, conspiracy, and money laundering charges. A California man is facing hate crime charges here in the city, accused of making anti-Semitic threats on the subway. Back in June, prosecutors say Christopher Husari threatened and harassed a Jewish man who was wearing a yarmulke on board an Uptown 5 train. This was in Lower Manhattan. He allegedly hurled anti-Semitic remarks at the victim, demanding he delete photos that he took of Husari drawing graffiti on the train. He's charged with attempted coercion as a hate crime and aggravated assault. Firefighters in New Jersey are battling several brush fires, one of them on the Palisades, and the smoke and the ash can be seen and smelled all the way across Upper Manhattan.
We've seen a helicopter dumping water on the brush fire in Englewood Cliffs. Smoke continues to billow up. Mark Scaparo of the Upper West Side was driving south on the Henry Hudson from New Rochelle and said the smoke is visible there.
Going home, and I just thought I'd loop around and park in the here and see if I could get a view of it.
Scaparo was looking through his binoculars, saying he'd never quite seen anything like this in New Jersey before.
I've seen a mountainside on fire when I was in New Zealand, but no one really cared that much because it rains a lot there. But again, this is crazy to see it here.
The New Jersey Forest Fire Service posted on social media that no structures are at risk. The fire is about 30% contained. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fort Tryon Park.
All right, the dry weather had nothing to do with this. Queens residents got quite a scare this morning. A car exploded on a street in Ozone Park.
The peaceful tree-lined street near 133rd Street and 133rd Avenue turning into chaos when that plumbing truck blew up. See, Paul Ramsunder lives around the corner and describes the sound of the explosion for Winds.
But it was terrible. It was a very loud, boom. It shook the whole house.
The intense boom shattering glass, sending debris flying into surrounding homes, leaving what looks like bullet holes in the buildings, breaking glass and ripping shingles off roofs. Jalayla lives across the street and tells Winds that it's amazing no one was hurt.
Someone probably passed maybe about a few minutes before. It's just so surreal that no one got hurt.
The FDNY is saying so far the explosion appears to be unintentional. In Ozone Park, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Two gang members pleading guilty today to attempted murder charges for an attack in Hempstead back in January. Prosecutors say the two men are self-identified MS-13 members. They allegedly beat and stabbed two men, hit one of them with a car. One of the victims suffered a collapsed lung, and the other had his artery in his arm severed. Both men are expected to be sentenced to at least a decade behind bars. And an 18-year-old woman is sharing a harrowing story today. She's telling police she got into a car with three people, and she was raped.
The victim says she met the three, two men and a woman, yesterday. Then she drove around with them in a black sedan. And at 4:45 this morning, the victim says one of the men raped her while the other two watched. Police don't know what role those two played. The victim is not sure where the rape took place, and she doesn't know if the car was moving or parked. Finally, she was let out under an exit ramp in Flushing Meadows Park. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In the park.
An arrest today in the caught-on-video incident showing a driver staging a fake crash on the Belt Parkway.
The man caught on camera behind the wheel backing up his car purposely into the one behind him on the Belt Parkway is facing charges with staging a crash, according to Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz.
He was arrested for reckless endangerment, insurance fraud, conspiracy, all having to do with staging an accident on the Belt Parkway. This was truly a brazen act.
Ashpia Natasha's dash camera was rolling when she saw this car purposely reverse into her vehicle.
I'm more happy for, you know, all the people who have probably been in the same situation as me, maybe even with the same people, and they weren't able to prove themselves.
Michael Martinez, police say, could be facing anywhere from 2 to 7 years in prison if convicted. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
After a day-long manhunt, a suspect now has been charged in yesterday's shooting on the Upper West Side, which triggered massive subway delays. 42-year-old Eduardo Diaz is charged with attempted murder with intent to kill, assault, and weapons possession, too. Cops believe he's a disgruntled ex-employee who had been recently fired. He confronted his boss at a computer shop near 68th and Columbus. He allegedly shot his boss twice and then fled into the subways, prompting authorities to turn the power off so officers could go search the tunnels. Some people had to be evacuated from trains, and delays continued throughout the morning yesterday. It's becoming more and more of a problem on Long Island, illegal drag racing. Now Suffolk County authorities are putting together a task force to try and crack down.
We will hunt you, we will find you, and we will arrest you.
Says Suffolk County Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina when talking about the new task force that includes officers monitoring social media to find out where the drag racing and street takeover incidents will be happening.
We're also asking for the public's help. If you have information about an upcoming gathering, we want you to call Suffolk County Crime Stoppers, which is now offering a $500 fast cash award.
Recently, in Islip, 100-plus people gathered, 2 officers injured, now 2 people arrested, their sports cars seized. County Executive Ed Robain stood in front of the cars.
These type of cars are a menace because they're not used to drive. They're used to race. They're used for road rage.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brentwood, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.